I'm Laurie.
I'm Giles.
Hi, I'm Steve.
I'm Sam.
And I'm James.
We're from the Vibrants.
Yeah, this is our first mini tour of certainly the west coast of the States anyway.
Where is Twickenham, and can you give me a brief social studies history of, you know, should I say Twickenham? There's Nottingham, and there's Abraham, and there's Lincoln, there's all of these hams, and then there's Shires, and there's Fields, there's Sheffield, and there's Worcestershire. Oh, that's a sauce. So can you tell me a little bit about...
Yeah, Twickenham, locals call it Twickenham, is in the southwest of London. It's just basically a town made for rugby. Do you know rugby football? Yeah. England, the national team play there. So 5 times a year, 80 to 100,000 people descend on a town that normally only has about a few hundred people walking around, and it's chaos.
Tell me a little bit about the plan. You've got this EP. I imagine there's a lot more recorded music behind it, but, you know, bands these days, a lot of them are producing EPs first to give a taste to the audience.
Our agent, Terry, who we met in Canada, put us in touch with, if it wasn't for her, we wouldn't be here in LA. And in our worldwide, we're really interested in our material that they'd heard, which we hadn't had recorded. It was a previous EP with First Move on it. And they love those tracks. And we'd had a whole load of new material that we wanted to get down, especially before we were coming out here. So that's what the plan was to do that. We found some good people to work with. We used a great studio, which was given to us for nothing. Great producer that has worked with Steve Lillywhite, U2 fame. Just worked with a new band in the UK called One Night Only. But yeah, this new material is probably, our favourite of, what we've written, and we finished the recording at Abbey Road, which was amazing to do.
Band history: were you all mates in school together? Did you swim together? Did you run into each other in a pub? Give me the 60-second version of how this band got together, because I don't believe it's in the I don't believe it's in the bio anywhere.
Sam, guitarist, Giles, lead singer. Went to school together from the age of 12. Sam was way into Bruce Springsteen. Yeah. And I was into Michael Jackson, and he kind of turned me onto, live music. And then we thought, let's start a band. Started writing songs in my bedroom from lyrics off, taking words from posters that I had in my room. And then the band's started then, and then we, over the years, obviously everything's changed. Then we slowly, met people. Laurie, we met through an advert a few years back. Steve, we met at college. And James, how do we meet you? I think you just
turned up one day, didn't
you? You just walk. Yeah. No, but it's
that's.
Yeah, I mean, there's not too much of a story to it, but what has happened is that 5 people have got together, and it's really working really well, and we get on really well.
So let's go back to what we started, and let's get a little deeper here. Am I correct, you are still unsigned?
Yes.
Where it's all going, and particularly among the things that people are learning here, and this may be the year that it's really apparent, is that other things almost count more than getting signed. Getting a licensing deal and having your song on the appropriate movie or television soundtrack, selling your merchandise, and most importantly, touring, and more touring.
I think it's a lot harder than it used to be. I think there are so many more options now. It's not just about getting signed. It's about, just because you're signed doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be heard. And getting syncing deals and things like that's great. It gets your music out there, and to some extent you are selling a part of yourself, which I think you all have to do now. I think we've come to terms with that. It's not like the good old days now where it's you get a label, you go out. But fortunately, the best thing about the position we're in at the moment is that touring is still probably the biggest factor in any band. That's still a constant in the whole scheme of things. And we love touring. We love playing live. And that's, I think, for us, it's 90% of the whole experience is playing live. But, you know, getting signed would be great, but there's niches for everything to get stuff through, so that's what we're hoping to do, really.
I don't think anyone knows what getting signed means anymore. You know, like you said, back in the day, that's a phrase I hate to use, but back in the day, you know, a record company would sign a band for £300,000 and they'd make that back. Then you'd have a record out. And we were listening to a panel the other day, and everyone was, you know, it was about your third album. Yeah. But bands, record companies don't give bands a chance anymore. So, you know, they give you a two-track, a double A side or something like that. And but you know, you can do all these things now without a recording contract. And the main reason we'd want a recording contract is for the expertise, the vast expertise of these, the marketing departments and the distribution.
So as you're courting labels, tell me a story or two of, I imagine you've turned down some already. Or if not, tell me a little bit about, you know, what, are they getting it? Are they getting the band? Or are you getting the A&R guys who are saying, okay, baby, you know what we're going to turn you into? We're going to turn you into a glam rock Lithuanian folk song heavy metal band.
The people we've worked with have, you know, touted us to labels, and we were going to go and then it's like, oh, but they want you to sound more like the Libertines, and they want you to sound more like Bloc Party, or you've got to do a bit, we've got to be more like that. Yeah. And like, you know,
about
when you
sounding like you
exactly,
thank you,
yeah,
exactly
what we're doing now, because we, you know,
here's Laurie,
this is perfect.
I was just going to say, this is my absolute bugbear. When we started out in the band, we were told by various people at the time that the latest, neatest thing was, so you've got to sound like them, so we would start to sound like them, because we were quite green at it, and we thought, well, we'll do what we can to fit into the market.
So tell me a little bit, you kind of hinted about it, but tell me, let's go a little deeper into the production of the EP.
I think we've done we did a few records with a last producer, and we wanted, as a group, someone that had a bit of a fresh head that could bring ideas to us, you know, that, so it wasn't, we weren't going, okay, we're going to go in there and just do this. This is how we're going to do it. This guy that we used gave us a hell of a lot of ideas and really gave us faith in what we were doing. And I think that's kind of helped us and made us feel more confident about this record, these songs. And we were very lucky to use an amazing studio. We were given the studio by a guy called Steve Robson, who's a big songwriter in the UK and Nashville. And his producer, his assistant, Jonathan Chukovsky, from Australia, now living in UK, has, you know, worked with him, and he was really up for helping us out. And he's really pushing the record forward in the UK with everyone he knows, and that's how we got to work at Abbey Road.
We do a thing called a musical sandwich, and what that is, and boy, with this many people in the room, this is going to be a breeze. We pick two of your songs as the bread, and then we pick songs by other artists in between, and you each get to pick a couple of songs that you want to play with your music.
The two songs, The Bread, Top Slice Messages, Bottom Slice Sending Out. Okay.